This is the Biz News Podcast, one-on-one conversations with experts in business and personal development.
Daniel Den is an entrepreneur who says he's taught successful marketing to thousands of small business owners over the past two decades. He says what he's found among small business people is that a lot of them just look around inside their market and start cherry-picking ideas. He says that puts them into what's called the trap of the sea of sameness. Daniel Den joins us with marketing ideas in this Biz News Interviews episode. Daniel, before we get into the questions and your brilliant answers, why don't you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself? How did you end up where you are?
Oh, how did I end up where I'm at? Douglas, thank you so much. And it's such a pleasure to be here on Biz News. And, well, I originally, way back in my college days, because I'm 41 now, so that now cat's out of the bag. Okay, Daniel Den is 41. Okay. So in my college days, I thought I was going to become an engineer because I kind of had this desire to become a toy maker. And so I started going to college because I just really enjoyed toys and creative stuff, and started taking my engineering classes, and I got a bit bored pretty much immediately, Douglas, because it was a lot of math. And I'm okay at math, but I tell you what, Douglas, that was a lot of math, and percentage-wise, math to creativity, it was like, you know, 99% math, those initial classes, and like 1% creativity. I'm like, what? This is not what I thought this was. So I needed an outlet, Douglas. I needed an outlet for my creativity.
And what did you find in that? And first, it seems a little odd that toys need engineers, but I suppose they do.
Well, yeah, well, that's that. When I asked all of my super smart high school teachers, like, what did I need to study so that I could be a toy manufacturer? They said, well, probably the closest thing is engineering. You should probably. And then I was like, oh, okay, I guess that kind of makes sense, because you have to like draft out the toys and, you know, what, you know, after the creativity part. But anyway, I needed an outlet because I wasn't feeding my creativity side. So I went down the entrepreneurial path and started getting into business, and eventually fell in love with my passion, which is actually the psychological side, Douglas, of marketing and sales. I found marketing and sales, started getting addicted to those really fun marketing and sales books. You know, way back in the day, before everybody and their dog was a Dan Kennedy fan, I was, what, you know, a Dan Kennedy fan, which, you know, along with many other very respected marketing and sales gurus, I would follow, read all their books, and just absolutely fell in love with the psychological side of marketing and sales. And now I can express my creativity and help people become more creative in their businesses.
Because there must be a million toys that have been invented over the years that really never got into the marketplace because nobody knew how to market the toy. But when you talk to small business owners, many of them say, well, I know marketing. Do they really?
Do they really know marketing? Well, a lot of the times what we found, Douglas, is there is a lot of people when it comes to marketing and sales where they think marketing and sales is taking a look around inside of their market and cherry picking and saying, hey, you know, this is what this person's doing. Let me borrow a little bit of that. Oh, I like this headline. Let me borrow a little bit of that. I like the way this person did their logo. I like the way they did their videos. I like the way they're doing their social media. And then they take all these concepts, these marketing and sales concepts, and they mix it all up. And they're like, hey, we're different. But are they really different? Actually, they fall into the trap of the sea of sameness, Douglas. They end up looking exactly like everybody else in their market. And when you look like everybody else in your market, because you're doing your marketing and your sales the exact same way as everybody else, then you get the same mediocre results as everybody else. And the same mediocre results, Douglas, and for your listeners with Biz News, this shouldn't be a headline, but if it is, listen up. The same mediocre results, Douglas, for everybody in your market is within 5 years, more than 80% of the businesses in your market are going out of business because everybody's kind of doing things the same. And so when you get caught up in the sea of sameness, when there's no differentiation, when there's no breaking through the noise in your market, the end of the road usually is that you're closing down your doors, which we want to avoid at all costs. So what I've been able to do, my outlet for creativity, to sum up the story, Douglas, over the past 10 years, is that we created this methodology. We call it the X Factor Effect methodology. And we have nine pillars, nine big ways that we help business owners and entrepreneurs and marketers to break through the noise in their market so that they can become known and become those leaders inside of their markets.
Do you have to market as a crazy person? I can think of a couple of commercials on TV where the owner or whatever might be the spokesman just asks X crazy. Does that set you apart? Does a new color set you apart? Headlines, new typeface, whatever. What are you talking about?
Well, small details can set you apart, Douglas, but the problem is that small details are copyable. I can try to act like a crazy guy that does backflips or, well, in my case, cartwheels because I can't do backflips. So I can try to do one or two little things different, but at the end of the day, it's going to be very copyable. That's the problem. So we don't want small differences. Like one or two of them. We want a lot of differences that we can stack one upon another inside of our market. And so that we're different in a way where we kind of become that unicorn that is not so easily comparable to everybody else inside of the market. Now, there's a second answer to your question is, do you need to be the crazy person? The right answer is this. We help you become different in ways and break through in your market in ways that your dream customers like. So, if we try to do something just wildly different that doesn't resonate with our dream customers, then, that's not what we're going for. So, we're going for that category of what's different that our dream customers love.
Called ideas that influence. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you, Douglas. All right. So, Ideas That Influence. It's my new book. And I had a problem, Douglas. So, the problem was if I write this amazing book called Ideas That Influence, and it teaches people, by the way, how to come up with these big, bold, sticky, and wildly successful marketing ideas. The problem is, how can I launch a book while following our own advice of doing things differently? And so I needed a way in order to launch the book so that it was different, so that it stood out. So I had my inspiration during a marketing meeting, actually in Mexico with some friends. And instead of just launching it as a normal book, it's a book plus an interactive box experience. And the box comes with five experience envelopes that you open at certain times during the book, and then you get it's kind of like opening a present. Imagine if you're reading a book, and then at five specific moments during the book, you get to open an additional present with additional tools and social experiments and fun gifts that you get to use in order to apply the methodology. And so far, Douglas, people are just absolutely loving it. So I launched the book as an interactive book box experience.
And it's an amazing l looking box, and it looks like you'd a Christmas present, like you said. But in this, how do you get it? How do you get that box and its book to the audience? How do you reach them?
Ooh, well, I have the website and I actually give away the entire book and the entire box experience for free. It's actually free plus shipping and handling. So people go to bigideasbox.com. So that's big ideas with an S, box.com. And then you land on the page. You get to see the really fun video where I drop 10,000 ping pong balls on my head, and you understand why inside of the video when you go there, why I drop 10,000 ping pong balls on top of my head. But on that page, you just click and you just pay shipping and handling, and I send you the entire book and the entire box experience. And the goal of the entire book and box experience is to help you by the end come up with tons of incredible and wildly successful marketing ideas.
There are more websites on the internet than there are human beings on the planet. How have you gotten your website in front of your would-be customers?
Well, I absolutely love Douglas paid ads. And I haven't actually turned them on yet for this book because some of my really smart mentors, they said, you know what you need to do is you need to go out there and you need to go the organic route first and see how far you can push this organically. So I have about 40 podcast interviews that I have scheduled that I'm jumping on. And that's my first big way of getting things out, in addition to, hitting up all of my followers on social media. And so far from the people that have gotten the box, that have paid for it without me asking, because they're just loving it so much. One out of three of everybody that has received the box has posted about it on social media in some way, shape, or form. So in addition to, going the organic route, what we tried to do with the book and with the box experiences, we tried to kind of create what we would call in marketing terms an idea virus. If you've ever heard of the concept of an idea virus. Now, if you can get this right in your market, it's game over. You win. You have broken through the noise. The trick, in a perfect world, you're trying to get one customer to refer one customer. If you can do that, theoretically, you only have to market for a small, short amount of time, and then the idea virus takes off and your product and service goes viral. Now, we're not there, okay? One out of three people is not one for one, but we're like doing pretty dang good considering all of the noise that's out there on the internet. Like you said, Douglas, more websites than people. How do we break through all that noise? Well, that's part of what we talk about in the book. And we tried to do that and follow our own teachings as well with the launch of the book.
What do other business people that you have discovered to be clever?
Douglas, can you repeat the question? It was breaking up.
What have you discovered other small business people have done, market their businesses? That's a clever idea.
I apologize, Douglas. It did break up again. I don't know if it's the microphone connection,
Probably a stupid Zoom connection again, or Comcast.
it could be. It could be.
What great ideas, wild ideas, as you call them, have you discovered in that other small business people are doing to market themselves?
Oh, well, I have plenty of stories. Thank you, Douglas. One of my favorites, I've got a friend. They have a disaster recovery, flood recovery business. And, one of those people that you call if like your basement floods or if pipes break and you basically need to save the house from, very big damage and possibly permanent damage to foundations and things like that. And so one of the things that they did, oh, I absolutely love what Brad Smith did with his business. They called up the news and said, hey, guess what we're gonna do? We're going to intentionally flood our own basement, and then we're going to let it sit for about 12 hours, and then we're going to come in with all of our tools and we're going to clean it up, and it's going to be like nothing happened. And they said they actually launched that video with the help of the news. The news came out and they recorded the whole thing and put it on for free. And for more than 5 years, they still have customers calling them who have found the video, who have seen the video, who were so impressed by the video and remembered the stickiness behind that marketing push that they did, that they're still calling when they need help and saying, "Hey, we trust you guys. Come on out. We need help. We have a busted pipe." And it's just like incredible, like how easily one big idea implemented the right way can break through the marketing clutter. So that's one of my most favorite examples, Douglas. Really cool example.
What, in your experience, are small business people doing that is really holding them back?
What are most people doing that is holding them back in their big list, in their big list, in their big list, Douglas? No, in their business, Douglas. Lots of people, they're stuck in this mindset that it's all about looking to the leader, okay, and seeing what the leader in the market is doing. So not only will they copy the same marketing, but they will literally try to sell apples for apples, the same offers, and with for the same price. And they say, "Hey, you know, if XYZ Services is offering this for $297 and they're adding all these bonuses and this guarantee, let's just do the same thing because it's working for them." No, like it's there's a really cool story. And maybe Douglas, you remember this story about from Listerine. So Listerine coined the phrase halitosis. The founders, they found it inside of an old medical journal where they talked about halitosis was basically the term for bad breath, the medical term for bad breath. So Listerine says, "Hey, let's start using this as like the problem that Listerine solves. Let's talk about halitosis and bad breath, and that Listerine is the cure for halitosis." So they started marketing this. This is like in the 20s, right? And very quickly, their sales skyrocketed. We're talking like 30, 40x type growth because of these types of ads. And competitors who also had mouthwashes said, "Hey, let's start saying that we also are the cure for bad breath or halitosis." And what we learned from Roster Reeves is that they actually, whenever the companies that started saying that they were also the cure for bad breath or halitosis, whenever they ran their commercials, it confused the mind of the consumers and it inadvertently increased sales for Listerine because Listerine, the market leader, had coined the term halitosis and coined the concept that they were the cure for bad breath. So if anybody talked about those concepts, they failed because they were trying to copy the leader. So this happens in markets all the time. People try to copy the leader and they just build up the leader and then they accelerate the rate at which they end up closing down their own doors because they aren't being different.
For our listeners, you're wearing a shirt that says across the front, Rainmaker. Does that have anything to do with what you do?
Oh, it does. Thank you, Douglas. I appreciate that. So we say with ideas that influence that you can become an ideas rainmaker. We actually send people a mug. If you can see here, the ideas rainmaker mug. And on the mug, it says, "What is an ideas rainmaker?" Well, it's got the definition on there. It's the person who discovers and implements wildly successful marketing ideas. And then definition number two says, "That person is me." So we encourage people to become the ideas rainmaker, the person that comes up with these wildly successful marketing ideas that are different from the competition, but are different in a way that your dream customers love and that have the power of breaking through the noise, because there's a lot of noise out there in today's market.
Dan, how can our listeners and viewers get a hold of you? A website, I bet you've got.
Yes, thank you so much. So once again, bigideasbook.com is where you can grab the book. That is the most common way today that people start getting into our world. Of course, you can also find me on the socials at Daniel Din Official is my normal social media handle.
And Dan, what would you like to add that we haven't yet to talk about?
Ooh, great question. The one thing that I wish you would have asked me, Douglas. So I really like it when people ask me, like, what's my superpower? Now, of course, we talked about creativity and everything, but I'd say that my real superpower, ever since that I've started to study the psychology behind marketing and sales, is for some reason, it's pretty easy for me to see the bottlenecks inside of people's business. From A to Z, because marketing and sales and growing a business, a lot of the times you have to get all your ducks in a row because if one duck is out of place, it bottlenecks the entire business. So I'm actually pretty good at being able to step back and look high picture and look strategically and say, hey, like which duck is out of place? And then I'm able to zoom in and say, all right, let's fix that duck so it fixed the kinks in our hose. It fixes the bottlenecks. And let's go ahead and fix those bottlenecks so that we can get back to healthily growing our organization and healthily growing our marketing and sales. I don't talk about those things specifically inside of ideas and influence, but when you get into our world and learn more about our nine pillars with our X factor effect methodology, then we're able to help you uncover those bottlenecks and quickly fix those bottlenecks as well.
You've been listening to the Biz News Podcast. We welcome your input. Send your email to editor@biznews.com. That's BIZGNUS.com. Thanks for listening.